When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review, gang. Whit was just telling me something of really interesting news. Whit, what is this breaking news that you want to tell me?
My face is hot.
Why is your face hot?
Because we're drinking margaritas.
And I gotta be honest with you.
Yeah.
I eat too much salt. I'll be the first to say that. I know that the podcast listeners think of me as a health guy.
Yeah.
I eat too much salt. And no, every just morning every day? I wake up, Rod, and I'm not hungry at all, but I want salt.
Yeah. You just make a big bowl of salt?
If I could, I would, but instead I do like a celery smoothie.
Okay.
To try to balance out this craving for salt.
You don't put any salt? You put salt in that?
I don't put any, no salt at all. Well, sometimes I do a scoop of peanut butter. I'm sure there's salt in that.
Yeah.
Is there salt in celery?
Mainly, I do celery and beets and blueberries. Can I answer this? Shit.
Mainly what's in celery is tap water, Rod. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think that's that much salt then.
Tap water? LA tap? Yeah, that's mainly salt, dude. So.
I drink a lot of LA tap.
You need to stop that.
Why?
Someone told me about fluoride. Do you know about fluoride?
Yeah, it's good for your teeth.
Is it really?
It's supposed to be.
Oh, then I'll continue to drink tap water. It's bad for your liver or something? I don't know.
What, tap water?
I was told not to give my cat tap water anymore.
Oh, you're supposed to give
from the exact same person that told me to get out of Doge.
And they know what's up.
I did not do that.
They were actually wrong.
They were absolutely wrong about that. I turned 200 to 1,100 quick in one day, my man.
Ooh, what do y'all crave in the morning? Is it salt or is it a nice apple?
It's sugar.
I have waffles.
Oh, Clay wants sugar. Yes, he says. I don't have any.
I make an oatmeal.
I have no desire
oatmeal
for
is
sugar.
Oatmeal is straight up sugar.
It's straight up sugar?
Jeez. Exclusively sugar.
What flavor in oatmeal do you have?
Just plain.
What? Sometimes, never mind. That's like grass. It's like eating grass.
Sometimes I put a spoonful of peanut butter on it.
No, Rod eats grass in the morning.
Basically. Rod.
You might as well just do a teaspoon of dirt, if I'm being honest with you.
Teaspoon of dirt?
Yeah.
Is that good for you?
It's just as well as that oatmeal is.
Well, they say a teaspoon of dirt makes the medicine go down.
Yes. I don't think they say that, but I think you're close to something that they say.
But so I'm waking up. So you're waking up, you're thinking, ooh, a donut.
I have a whole... No.
But no, I'm talking about ideal. I'm not talking about what you really have.
I have a fucking waffle every morning.
So every morning your mouth is watering at that waffle.
Ooh, a waffle is good.
I dip a waffle in... No, no, it's not like the waffle like Waffle House or anything like that. It's like a... What's it called?
Like an Eggo?
Not an Eggo.
You make it from scratch?
No!
Okay, sorry.
We're all about a margarita. What is it called? In.
Beige?
Belgian?
No. Shut the fuck up.
You're thinking of beige?
I'm the one that knows about this waffle.
The color of my house is beige.
I'm going to show you this word and you tell me
what it is. It used to be white. It used to be white with red fringe. And then whoever owns it was like, you know what? Let's go with beige and brown.
Okay.
Yeah, beige and brown is the... That's a classic LA combo, I think.
Beige and brown.
Yeah.
I'm looking up this word for the waffle.
It's like a way to make you trick people into thinking it's like mid-century modern home.
Yeah.
Make it kind of a beige color.
One second.
Clay's looking up these waffles.
Shut up. Just everyone shut up for 2 seconds in your life.
Listen, we're all about a margarita and a third in.
Rod. Rod came to the podcast drunk, so he's like a margarita and a third in and then 20 beers.
I was like, probably. Dude, why is your car all bumped up? Liège. Waffle.
Liège?
Yes.
And that's a kind of waffle.
Yes. Yes.
You put it in the microwave?
No, you don't put it in the microwave.
The toaster?
You goober.
I meant the toaster.
No, not the toaster. It's like, you guys are pissing me off one day at a time. How do you say that? Liège?
Oh, it's kazura.
Yeah, that sounds right to me.
Let me see.
I have a Liège waffle every morning. Yeah. Whole Foods make Liège waffles. You don't have to, you know, it's just like a, it's like a pastry item that you dip in your coffee. Do you understand?
Would you get a donut, yes, though?
I would get a donut, but I'm a Liège waffle man. And if I'm not saying that right, I apologize right here, right now.
To Blue Star Donut, get a donut?
Dude, that's enough calories to fucking set aside a horse. Just one of those? Have you ever had one of those blue?
The Blue Star Donuts? Yeah, they're good as hell.
They're big as hell. They're like a fucking...
They're like normal size.
To me, they are so thick and good, but it's just like, that's a whole nother level.
It's also $12 for a donut and a coffee.
If I had one of those $12 donuts every day, I'd be the size of a fucking house by now.
Okay.
I'd be the size of a two-bedroom, two-bath.
Rod, what are you waking up? You're what's your mouth actually craving? Not what you have, because you know it's good to have oatmeal, because it means you'll take hefty
dough. No, he has dry oats with the hot tap. Am I right?
Sounds like my dad.
I do heat up the tap.
Spoonful of flaxseed. Ooh, and on a good day.
So you're guaranteed
on a good day a teaspoon of honey.
This is not like a cinnamon.
But no, I would rather have a donut.
Wait, this is not like a cinnamon oatmeal.
No, this is a plain oatmeal.
What's wrong with you?
What do you mean?
Why don't you just drink hot tap water?
You throw some peanut butter on there, it's pretty good.
Yeah, sometimes put hot peanut butter and some tap water, save you some money.
Yeah, no, I heat up the tap water.
Bro, you heat up some tap. My tap comes out hot.
You know, cardboard is free. Just go get cardboard, cut it up, put it in some tap,
and put some peanut butter. No, oatmeal is good. And
I don't care about oatmeal. I want to know what you're craving.
I'm telling you, I want a donut.
Yeah, he wants that Blue Star.
You know or what I want? I want the donut. Me and Clay, I donutted you know myself what I really out want? In 2012. What?
I just thought about it. What I really want is a McDonald's.
I want that.
Sausage egg biscuit with cheese.
Oh, yeah, that's what I want.
Are you kidding me? Yes. Yes. Yes.
I want that every day.
It's like me and Rod agree so hard on that, but disagree on this cardboard breakfast he has with his hot tap and his like inch, like his little tiny little peanut butter. Pisses me off.
Sometimes I throw some honey in there.
Can you try the Liège waffle every morning? I guess it's really not healthy.
That's pretty fine.
No, it's like 600 calories.
Really?
Yeah, the one I get. Now, okay, so the wall is 365, also known as Whole Foods now, because I think they're going to give up the 365, has the tinier Liège waffles that I do now, which are like 300 calories. So, wait, what are you doing?
I'm securing a link for something that you're going to be very happy with by the end of this podcast.
We're getting a link?
Something that we've been wanting to see, but I can't say publicly on the podcast because it's insider Hollywood shit.
Is it an Avengers movie?
It's Avengers Endgame 2.
Oh my god, that would be fucking epic bacon if you showed me that.
Well, actually, so Clay, you know how mad at the movie you were because the Hulk doesn't get the Hulk out?
Yeah.
He Hulks out. Clay actually made a lot of YouTube videos about how Marvel emasculated the Hulk.
Yeah, because of cancel
culture.
All of those
videos are basically by Clay if you see them on YouTube.
Yeah.
He works for a lot of those, like What Culture. Not walk culture, but things like that.
Yeah.
He does a lot of top 10 lists. That's Clay's main work outside of the podcast.
Yeah.
Top 10 reasons the new Batman with Robert Pattinson is going to be boss.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Top 10 reasons.
Yes.
Ghost Rider's new star is absolutely awesome sauce.
Exactly.
These are all things Clay works on. He's always telling us about them.
Yeah. And they just won't let, they, no matter how much I tell them, they will not be any less interested in them. They are just so interested every time I tell them. What are we doing today? Fucking goober.
Listener questions.
Imagine having a question for us. Imagine having at least just one coming into your brain.
Yeah, what could you ask the three dumbest guys you know? What
the fuck is... You gonna finish that, man?
The marg?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll finish it. I'm taking Chug my it, time. Man. I don't want to get too sauced in public. All right, here we go. Clay asked, sup, bitch.
That's the first one you got? I literally just did that.
I said...
Well,
what's
the
up
fucking,
with me?
Answer the fucking question.
I'm talking to y'all.
Sup, bitch.
Well, I'm... I'm really stoked on that riff we just went on about the Hulk.
We're recording a podcast.
Oh, damn. I have an Instagram limit and it just went away. I can only look at Instagram for 30
minutes. All right, cool. So, any.
All right, I'm ignoring for the rest of the day. This is going to fuck with my psyche.
Sorry, okay. Mate.
All right, Clay, what's your favorite jazz?
My favorite jazz? Favorite jazz.
Clay likes Woody Allen falling asleep playing clarinet.
No, I do not, dude. I don't like fucking Benny Goodman. You out of your mind?
More like Benny Badman.
Exactly. Long story short, I like Bob James. I like more fusion than anything. But
he likes opening credits jazz.
I like jazz. I like opening credit jazz from like 80s sitcoms. But I guess with Bob James, it's the Taxi Driver or Taxi, which is like 70s. But that's my favorite type of jazz. I like fusion. Okay, even though like Bob James is not really. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. What's up, dude? Next question, bitch.
All right, next question. Rod, what's your deal anyways?
What does that mean?
Someone wants to know, what's Rod's deal anyways?
I'm on the...
I think they're talking about...
Your criminal history.
Not your criminal
history. I do the podcast, I Twitch.
Basically, your criminal history, which is your fucking oatmeal.
What's the question? What do you mean, what's my deal?
What's your deal with the oatmeal in the morning? Like, put some fucking sugar in there.
All right, so Rod's deal is that he drinks oatmeal every morning and he goes to work at yummy.com.
Or he's cardboard and tap water every morning.
And he has COVID
morning.
All the time. But he also... craves a McDonald's breakfast, which is what I crave.
Very relatable.
I want that salty chocolate breakfast. Not chocolate. I just want salty breakfast.
Salty breakfast, yeah.
You fucking give me a spoonful of salt on a English muffin. That's all I want in the morning, and I don't eat it because I know it's bad. All right. But, Rod, what's really your deal? What's your passions?
What do you mean?
Be honest.
I don't know. What do you mean?
What do you want?
We already know his passions.
What?
Twitch streaming and scratchers.
And anal.
Well, Rob, what happened with your scratchers, my man?
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you what happened is you got some cream that fixed it.
Yesterday on my scratchers.
Excuse me?
But yesterday on my scratchers.
Oh, well, you know what he does? You know what he does?
What?
He confused eating oatmeal and taking oatmeal baths.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Well, I do both. But yesterday on my scratchers, I did lose. I bought $30 of scratchers.
Wait, guess how much he won.
What'd you win?
Guess.
40.
I won 0.
Right.
Not even one. He had like so many scratchers.
Okay, so what I, but can he I got tell a you what I was talking batch. About with the cream? I was doing a reference to myself to when we were filming my special and I kept shitting blood and I had to put cream on my asshole or take a bath and let my asshole.
Oh, because it was so itchy?
Yeah.
He had the stinkiest fingernails.
What's your... Stinky fingernails?
Yeah, because you're scratching your ass.
Oh, I'd scratch that ass. I'd go straight to the bathroom and give it a scrub.
This was before COVID.
Trying to do some PR right now, covering
this is before COVID.
So, yes, I would scratch my ass, and there would be poop underneath my nails, but I would go straight to the bathroom every morning.
No. I don't believe it. This was before COVID. People did not wash
their hands.
It literally
looked like Mr. Hankey was doing cliffhanger on your nails.
Clay. Yeah. Oh, these questions, by the way, are from Sub Sandwich Guy. Love that name.
Yeah.
What a great Instagram name. Sub Sandwich Guy. Let's see what this guy's all about. Oh, and he's like cartoons, comics. He's like an illustrator. And it's great. Follow this guy. He's a talented artist.
Yeah.
For sure. No question. Of course a guy named Sub Sandwich Guy on Instagram would also be a talented artist.
Right.
Okay. So, okay, and then the other one was from Duncan Carey. And now, for all of us, what's our favorite Tony Hawk game?
Two.
Mine is easily Tony Hawk 2, but remastered, because it looks clean and good.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, the best Tony Hawk game is the newest one.
But yeah, but that's Tony Hawk 1 and
2. 1 and 2.
Yeah, that's the best one.
Yeah, no question. I play it. Well, I've taken a break from playing it, because right now I'm playing Batman Arkham.
Yeah.
What is it? Arkham Knights?
Arkham Knights, yeah.
And this game is mind-blowing. It just blows my mind.
What about Arkham Day? Did you play that
Batman
game?
Batman in the daytime? We don't play that.
Well, no, it's Knights. It's like Dark Knight, like with a K.
Yeah, and I'm saying Day with a D. Does that help clear
Clay,
this up?
Let's not fight right now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Same question. Do we like making movies or cartoons more?
Movies, my man. You out of your mind?
Yeah, movies are great. Movies are more fun. Cartoons are really hard to get made.
Yeah.
And movie...
You're less involved with a cartoon.
You're less involved, yeah. You rely a lot more on other people to make a cartoon. Whereas making a movie, you're way more involved, but probably way more stressed out at the same time. Would you agree, Clay?
Yes.
Yeah, why so mean to Rod? Because Rod's a bitch.
Yeah, fucking idiot.
Oh, sorry, that question, these last questions were from Freestyle Junk, who's also a great artist, and then Jorts Art.
Rod, you understand why we're so mean to you, right?
I mean, bitch. I don't...
You should have seen Rod. Okay,
is that No. Let him answer, and then okay. We'll punish him.
I really
if it's
don't
not.
Know why you're so mean to me. I just
can I explain to
so Rod? It is good to, for me to know.
All right, Rod. This is how bitchy Rod is.
Yeah.
When Rod's dad passed away, he was so sad, and we were like, Rod, dude, remember that, Rod?
Yeah, I remember.
I was just so mad about the oatmeal thing. I can't even
think
about.
Well, he was Clay.
I can't think
was
past
a long
day.
Time ago. This was before
very
I
really young. I cannot even think past a day.
So Rod's a bitch, and that's why we're mad for that exact example that I gave of from when we were 20 or however old.
We were 24. My dad died.
24? Really? Why do I feel like we were like 12
I was maybe
years old?
23.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I was 20. All right. Or actually, wait. You were 23, so I was 14.
14.
Okay. Okay, that's from Mike Zorman.
Hey, everybody, this is the B-Man, OBW, from the World Record Podcast, and I'm here to let you know that me and my co-host, the A-Train, a.k.a. Hershey Hellman, took over office. I was live this week. We came into the studio. We made it our own. We wrecked the place. I stole one of Tim Heidecker's guitars. So check out Office Hours Live on your podcast app of your choice or at youtube.com/Office Hours Live this week and see what happens. Or go to worldrecordpodcast.com and you can watch the videos or join the Patreon, patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Enjoy the show!
It's showtime!
Kitty Paws XOXO, who's never going to listen to this podcast. She's a fool. That's Kaylee, my roommate, who lives across the street. Which one of you jokers is the dumbest? It's Rod.
Yeah.
You ask Rod what 2 plus 2 is, he probably won't be
it's
able
four.
To.
It's 4.
4 billion is what you just said?
Yeah, no,
you
just said
Rod, billion. That's way too many.
That's way too much. It would be 4. Take the billion away, it would be.
The hell?
Yeah.
No, I said 4, just that. Well, never mind.
Yeah, okay.
I guess it is me.
Ooh, modern. These are some really good Instagram names. Modern Critter. Asks, now that Wit has a couch, does that mean he'll be joining the Wednesday night Twitch madness? We tried this.
Wait, what is this? What's the question? What's the
will I be joining Wednesday night Twitch madness? We tried me joining and it didn't work. Why was that again?
Because your computer and Wi-Fi. Your Wi-Fi,
your Wi-Fi
is so
bad
here. Your Wi-Fi is incredibly bad. Can I say that in front of you?
Yeah, your Wi-Fi was bad and you couldn't play. You couldn't parsec in.
Yeah, you couldn't parsec for a
just
second.
Just embarrassed.
I was so embarrassed. I was embarrassed for myself more, mainly, but.
You got to be jacked in. To...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, now I know. Okay, Chillery Clinton 69 asks, basically, how are you all so handsome and talented? Well, that's Clay is really the one who makes sure. Right, Clay?
What? Well, yeah, Clay does the
that
editing.
Me and Rod don't let ourselves go.
Well, Clay you does. Guys let yourself go, and I use the iPhone app to make you about 200 pounds, take some 200 pounds off of you.
Well, Clay has to do a lot of editing to all of our social media.
He does. He edits the podcast. He edits all our photos.
We record about 8 hours of a podcast, and
then
we'll
he edits
whittle
it down
to the best 45 minutes.
And that's how we kind of get away with it. Clay's
yes.
a master editor. He
and
loves
then,
the timeline.
And when we're recording, the mics are so muffled by their fat covering the mic that I have to do so much. I have to take out the low end, take out the high
sounds
end,
like the guy from
raise the mid.
Jake Paul fight?
Yes.
Remember when we watched the 10-minute long Jake Paul
the 1 minute
event.
Long Jake Paul?
Well, the event was about 10 minutes long.
Right.
Where they asked one guy who never said another word, they're like, how do you feel about the Jake Paul fight? And it literally sounded, he was like, the Jake Paul fight, oh my god, sorry, I just had a bite of a peanut butter sandwich. Can I get a cup of water? Wait, got a cup of water? Maybe I could just. Yeah. And then he never said another thing all night. But he was on the panel like with Pete Davidson and Snoop Dogg. And I don't know why, but he must have taken a bite of a peanut. He's like, "Don't the thing about Duck Paw, I got to tell ya."
But just a heads up, Whit and Rod are the size of a 4-door, and it takes me a lot.
Like a sedan?
Oh yeah,
4-door sedan over here.
Oh yeah. These guys are the size of a Hyundai Elantra.
Remember when we were in driving to Chick-fil-A in the South Bay before there was Chick-fil-A's in L.A.?
Yeah.
And we saw the couple, the woman giving the guy the blowjob in the teal Sonoma.
Oh, yeah. And I love the word teal Sonoma.
Oh, yeah. We love that. Anyway, that's what's going on. Bill Conway. I hate Bill Conway. We love Bill Conway, of course, from Hard Times. Is CKY, the Land Speed video, the most culturally important skate video of all time? Maybe to Clay. What do you think, Clay? Not to me, but I think that is more Clay's.
Well, I like CKY. It's more world. Whitney's thing.
Clay's wife, Whitney,
is obsessed with
CKY.
Yeah.
For me, the most culturally important skate video. Huh, that's interesting.
With me, it probably would be Label Kills. That's the one that inspired
the one
me
that most. It was most important to me was probably Baker 2G.
Right, and I love Label Kills.
The only skate video I know is Yeah Right.
Yeah. Well, and yeah, see, these are great. This is a great. Clay's is maybe a little bit more obscure.
Well, I just of the course, one that I watched Clay. I watched the most. I also
got
like
Christian Spitek.
I also like.
So I think Yeah Right is probably the most culturally significant.
Crooked Chronicles. It's another one of
these are like nonstop. These are all different areas in the skate universe,
right?
Label Kills is like sort of known for its like core punk guys. Yeah. Not punk. Would you call it punk?
It's punk, but in the cheesy mall way, you know,
like striped shirt way.
Right.
Baker 2G is like
the OG, like
the Cramps kind of guys, Sunset Strip punk,
right?
People. Yeah, Right is more like of a polished
Spike Jones
directed kind of Ty Evans world.
Yeah.
Yeah, Right.
All right, let's rank skate videos. Your top five. Go ahead, just name them.
It's just Baker 2G.
Yeah.
Baker 3.
Yes. Go for it. The End, probably.
The End.
Yes.
Yeah. One of the Warble New Driveway by Warble.
Okay.
What am I? Three? No, yeah, four.
That's four.
This changes every
Go
day.
Go for it. Hit it. Hit it, bitch.
You little asshole.
You little asshole.
Come Baker wrestling. Four? Okay. I don't know.
Okay. Mine would be Label Kills. Okay. Crooked okay. Chronicles. Super Champion Fun Zone. Tent City. And The End. Those are the ones. Or Misled Youth, probably.
Ooh, Tent City. Oh, Misled Youth. See, now Clay's saying all these. What about you, Rod?
Misled Youth?
I don't know that many skate videos, guys.
You had to have one that has Mark Gonzalez. You didn't have one that had Mark Gonzalez. Cricket Chronicles was one of my best.
Okay, Video Days. Sorry, let me take off Baker 4 and put Video Days.
What's that early Tony Hawk one? There's like
the End?
The End.
That's The End?
From the late 90s?
Incredible. Yeah. That
shot
really
on film?
Good. Yeah, that one's really good.
Yeah. Ooh, but Fulfill the Dream. Okay, hold up.
I'm not. Fulfill the Dream didn't do anything.
You're not in it for hip hop skaters.
Fucking that Shorty's video? You kidding me? It's fucking trash.
You're thinking of Guilty.
No, that's what I'm referencing right now is Guilty. Fulfill the Dream is a great video because it's a Jamie Thomas video.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Jamie Thomas. He didn't do that? Which one did he do?
He didn't do any Shorty's videos.
I thought he did
one. No. I know what you're thinking of. Chad Musk and Jamie Thomas both left Toy Machine at the same time so they could go. There's a whole story is what is in your brain right now that makes a lot of sense why you would think Jamie Thomas is involved in Fulfill
Which
the Dream.
One did he do? Dude, I'm fucking wrong. I'm absolutely wrong.
You're thinking of Jump Off a Building?
No,
or?
Jump Off the Building is number one.
Yeah. I was surprised you didn't say
Welcome
Jump
to Hell
off.
Is number one.
Yeah, okay.
Welcome to Hell. Jump off a building.
I haven't seen Clay this excited. Thanks, Bill.
Listen, Welcome to Hell, number one. Best video of all time. Jump off a building. It's like a tie for one, whatever, okay? Then you have Tent City. Then you have, I have to put Label Kills in there. That was a very important video. And then Misled Youth, okay? And then you had to put Crooked Chronicles there at the end.
All right.
Those are the videos that are the best.
Okay.
Kabooch?
Kabooch.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, what was I thinking about? Jamie Thomas did something with Jen Muscat, didn't he?
Yeah, they were in Toy Machine together, and they were both very like creatively involved in Toy Machine, which is why they left.
What was where was? I'm confused because where was Leap of Faith?
What video? That was in Thrill of It All.
Thrill of It All is what I'm thinking of. That's what I'm thinking of. I confuse Thrill of It All and Fulfill the Dream.
Misled Youth is way better than Thrill of It All.
Misled Youth is like one of the greatest videos of all time.
It's got Modest Mouse, our introduction to Modest Mouse.
Oh, dude, but there's another like Toy Machine video that has Modest Mouse.
Well, whatever. Okay, whatever. Here, moving on. Cares. Dana Scully asks, will Clay ever enjoy a mid-movie burger again after COVID?
Of course, dude. I'll sneak into a theater to have that mid-movie burger.
I predict, that Clay will go see two movies, then he'll be over leaving his house altogether again. Yeah. Even though he talks like he's not going to.
I think we'll get him into more movies than that.
How many? Five?
I mean, there's like two movies. Every year you can force him to one movie.
Which is my birthday.
Your birthday.
I'll do a birthday movie, but also do like a family art house, but that's mainly with my wife. We'll do it. We'll have our little art house.
Yeah, Lamleys. We can do some Lamley movies with Clay. Yeah. And every once in a while, he will go see a big movie.
Yeah. Depends what movie
it is. Will you go see a fast...
But it's because you
pressure I'll see the him. Batman.
You'll see Batman, of course.
Is there... What's the new movie called?
The Batman.
Yeah, The Batman.
Oh, yeah, but when is that? That's in like a year.
Who fucking knows? I don't
know. Is that in a year?
The new Paul Thomas Anderson this December.
Okay. All right, I'll believe that when I see it. All right. Okay, ZachX44 asks, Justice in Minneapolis today, please review Juicy Lucy. What is that?
Juicy Lucy is a burger that has cheese in the middle of the patty. It's a classic place.
Oh, it's a classic, that sounds awesome.
It's a style of burger that's in
Minnesota. The place is called Mass or something. I forgot.
There's two places that claim to invent it.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
It's a very great place.
You love it?
And he, also, he's guilty on all three counts, which is great because he fucking killed a man.
Yeah. And yeah. But you like the burger. So like what do you give it? What's your review?
Oh, 10 out of 10 for the fucking burger.
10 out of 10 for the Juicy Lucy?
I hope that some of these people answer listen to the podcast.
It's fine. It doesn't matter. All right.
Not Matt No Briga asks, when is the PV reboot happening? Huh. I don't know. That's really up to Clay. It depends how many margaritas Clay drinks, I think.
If we all have enough margaritas, I think we could maybe, we might book a show.
Well, yeah. Didn't we talk about this?
We talked about it, but that was when we were like two margaritas, and now we're just one, and this is...
I'll do one PV. I'll do one. And we were talking about making a PV sketch before our movie that we'll screen before the movie.
Oh, before our movie that we just shot?
Remember that sketch?
What was it? Oh, where we're trying to make a movie. What was the idea, though?
It was... No, it's movers, but with movies. That's all
it is. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we've got to do that. So hopefully that'll happen. I don't know when, but... is comedy relative? David D. 6591?
No. Like my cousin or my sister or my brother?
My relative is my brother, Johnny. So.
I think what you're confused of. My relative is Trey Tatum.
What's your relative, Rod?
Well, I have my two brothers.
Yeah.
AJ and Cody.
Well, who are both bigger than you, even though one's younger.
Yeah.
Which both, doesn't make any sense.
They're both bigger than me.
And then Rod's the size of a fucking sedan, like we talked about. He's the size of a Kia Rio.
And he got his brother the size of a Humvee.
Yes.
Two brothers.
Screen Vomit. What's your favorite space movies? Interesting. Star Wars, probably, for me.
Alien?
2000. Oh, no, Alien and Alien.
Alien.
No, Alien is it. That's it.
Alien brings me more joy, I would say, than any Star Wars movie. Except for when I imagine being Luke Skywalker.
Right.
And sometimes I imagine having the Force powers in Empire Strikes Back, and it feels really cool.
You know what I really like? I like the beginning of Solaris, but when they go to space, I could care less, honestly.
Clay has a hard time with movies that involve space or involve, like, before the decade of the 70s.
But 2001, I like. And Alien.
Well, that takes place in 2001.
Alien, one of my favorite movies.
But not a big fan of Aliens.
I hate Aliens. I think Aliens is fucking trash.
Even when she says, get away
from
me. It's like
watching a fucking John Hughes movie in space, which is like, that's like bullshit that I don't fucking care about.
It's a different style of movie.
Clay, no need to cuss.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Clay, it's
still good. I just like, you know, I'm a sailor now because I joined the Navy.
Yeah.
Yes, that's why I'm cursing so much.
But you write, someone writes alien on the board, yeah, right? Uh-huh. And then they put that S up there.
Yeah, and they get Albert Brooks in it. You know, I know it's not Albert Brooks. But
it's that other guy.
We've gone over it. It's Paul Reiser.
Paul Reiser. All right.
In no
Andy
way.
Andy Bud Bandy. Okay. Hey, Scrabby-Doo to you. Why don't you guys do more sketch comedy? I think that's also a question for Clay. Clay's hard to pin down.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Everyone loves sketch comedy. It's everyone's dreams to make sketch comedy.
Right.
And we all know that.
Yeah.
There's nothing, can I say, there's nothing better than making sketch comedy.
I think there's that answers out. Your question.
There's nothing more fulfilling Clay's than a good elitist, sketch comedy.
So it's up to you. I don't, you know, we try. The two videos we make a year, that's as good as it's probably ever going to
get. I have so many sketch comedy ideas. Can I tell you two?
Yeah.
Well, the one is the action movie where the guy makes it himself, but he keeps on putting his camera at the end mark. And so there's a scene where the car drives up, but it always hits the camera. And the next shot, it's him opening the door, but the door hits the camera.
Right.
And then he walks into he walks up to the door, but he walks into the camera.
This is classic inside baseball sketch comedy.
Well, it's not even that. It's funny to see a camera get bonked. Literally every scene. Right.
That's true.
And then the guy earnestly reviewing a guitar pedal, but is absurdly bad at the guitar.
And it just keeps saying it doesn't sound good.
No, he goes, "This sounds great."
Oh, but he puts like.
No, he really likes it. He just is bad at guitar.
Yeah.
Okay, Clay Tatum asks, "Sup, bitch?" Okay, that shows up again. I don't
know
why.
That's two.
I did it again. Yeah. So you didn't answer it.
What's up? As we're doing the podcast.
Okay. Cool. Great.
All right.
We're making content.
S R E A. REOASNS 92 asks, "What's Rod's problem anyway?" I don't fucking know. Ask the cops.
Yeah,
they might have a better answer with all the with the record they got on him.
Yeah, I don't know exactly his rap sheet, but I can look it up on the LAPD.com.
I don't think I have that big of a problem.
Tell that to the freaking judge. All right,
I have
Dixie Cup Mom says poop or pee. These days, it's poop for me.
Poop for sure.
Poop, no question. I'm poop.
I've been having such satisfying poops.
Sure poop. I'm gonna have to go poop for sure.
Although there was a time, and I'd say 2008. Clay, do you remember this? When I would yell every time I peed.
Yeah, I remember that.
Felt so good. I haven't done that since then. I should do that some more.
You ever have a really good morning pee where you fart in the middle of the pee?
Oh.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And sometimes the fart so hard that you might.
Sometimes you have a pee that's very nice, but usually a poop is better.
But you ever have
these days? I'm peeing for like 2 minutes straight.
You ever have a fart so loud and big that your pee kind of hits the rim?
Ooh, hits the rim.
It disrupts the whole. Disrupts the whole action so much.
Sometimes I'll be straight up dreaming,
uh-huh.
Peaceful sleep, fart myself awake.
Yeah.
Oh, scared as hell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's how bad it was.
Yeah. Do y'all have nightmares?
My nightmares are like I had a nightmare the other day that Gatorade, I went to buy a cucumber something Gatorade, whatever it's called.
Cucumber melon.
And it cost $57. And I was like, excuse me? And she said, it's $57. I was like, well, that just feels like it's too much. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't help you.
I've been having vicious nightmares lately.
About what?
Killing and people getting killed and.
Oh,
but
no.
in a slow graphic
way. Are you killing people in your nightmares?
No, people are telling me a death is about to happen, and I want to disassociate with it, but it happens in front of me regardless of my involvement in it.
Me or whatever get killed?
Nope, it's always people that I don't know, and it's done in a slow graphic manner to where when I wake up, I'm scared out of my mind.
It's kind of messed up.
That might, you know, not to bring it back to me, but that does remind me of the Batman Arkham game that I'm playing.
Okay, for sure.
People are always like, when they're tweeting, Batman's a fucking cop, fuck Batman. And I'm like, fuck you. Batman's a superhero, fuck you.
Yeah.
Then I play this Arkham game.
He's a cop.
He's a full-on cop.
Oh, yeah.
And he tortures people and they'll tell him what he wants. There's a method that he does where you call the Batmobile, which is a really fun part of this game. You call the Batmobile wherever you are and it comes and you do a fun trick to get into the Batmobile.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you're interrogating somebody, you call the Batmobile and then you lay them in front of the tire of the Batmobile and you drive the Batmobile over their head until they tell you the information
you
need.
That's honestly pretty fucked up, Batman.
And I go, you know what, Batman? I don't know if catching a scarecrow is that important. Maybe let Scarecrow go.
I think Batman's canceled.
I think all that Penguin's doing is trying to make some money, Batman.
Yeah, just let him invest.
Just leave the guy alone.
Sonia Weiss says, I love you guys. Thanks.
Oh, that's nice.
That's just nice. Thanks.
Not really a question, but...
Jerry Sena, or S-E-N-A, says, whose neck do we strangle to get a Stone Quackers reboot? I think you would have to... I don't know the channels to do that. I think Fox owns it, right?
Yeah. But does Disney own Fox?
Does Disney own it?
So now I think you would have to ask
Disney. I think you have to strangle Goofy Dog.
You have to get Hulu to do something.
Is it Hulu?
I think it's on Hulu.
All right. Hulu does Stone Quackers. Yeah, I don't know. The funny thing about making Stone Quackers is everyone involved didn't realize what we were doing. We all signed up to make a 6-part vignetted cartoon, and then it kept evolving as we were making it, and then we got 6 more episodes, and John C. Reilly came on to do it, and none of us really knew what was going on. If looking back, if we would have thought like, oh, we're making a TV show, like the whole show, we might have been able to plan a little bit better. But no matter what, the show would have gotten canceled because it was made under this company called ADHD, which was financing all of these cartoons through Fox. And then the plug got pulled out, pulled from ADHD. I don't think because of any reason other than just...
That's just what happens.
That's just what happens in Hollywood. More people, different people take over. And so, I don't know. Me and Clay really want to do another cartoon. Obviously, where Rod will play a fast food employee who Clay berates, who works at a sub place. Check out that episode. That's one of my favorite episodes. I don't remember what it's called, but it's where...
and you find money?
We find money, and then we split up and go different ways. And Clay ends up managing a sub place, and Rod is one of the employees.
Maybe I'll watch these on the Discord one day.
Yeah. Rod's been talking about this forever.
I'm going to do it. I'll just put it on.
Yeah, you should. Okay, let's see.
No one's asking about our Oscar predictions?
No, nobody watches that anymore.
Oh my god.
I honestly barely know that it's this weekend.
Yeah, no, someone posted a video about it today, and that's the only reason I knew about it.
Yeah. Okay. Best candy R S A S C H E R S. Best candy you've had recently. I know mine. Butterfinger Bites. Nothing better than Butterfinger Bites.
I got these fake Starbursts from Trader Joe's that are pretty good.
No. Goddamn.
I got a bunch of Jolly. I got a whole bucket of Jolly Ranchers now at night. And a banana popsicle. I know that's not really candy, but I got a bunch of artificial flavored banana popsicles, like the really cheap kind. That sounds
really good.
Got them in the freezer if you want any. Those are really good.
Wait.
But then Butterfinger Bites or Butterfinger BBs, they don't make those anymore, but that's my...
I'm just telling you. Sometimes when you get the Sour Patch Kid watermelons,
sometimes they
just hit right.
Yeah. I'm not as big of a gummy guy as Clay, though.
Yeah, I'm a huge gummy guy.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Haribo Sour Cherries.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Those are really good.
Those are top notch. Are you kidding me? Those are the best. Are the Twin Snakes?
I don't love the Twin Snakes.
Rod, you like plain oatmeal in the morning. You like... oatmeal and tap water in the morning. So it's like,
Michael C. Dockery. Y'all ever watched an interview with Ridley Scott and thought, that's David Brent, isn't it?
Who?
I think that's the guy from The Office, the original.
Oh, yeah.
I've never watched an interview with him, no.
I have.
I've seen him. I've never thought
He's an incredible person to interview.
No offense, David C. Dockery, but I've never really thought that. But to me, kind of, maybe all British people are David Brent. David Brent is... That's who
I'm... That's Office.
David Brent is Office.
Yeah, right? Okay, cool.
But they... Bit British, isn't it?
Yeah, a bit British. You know what's crazy is that they invented how to speak English, and they still say... They pronounce teeth.
And what about squirrel?
Oh, you try to get a British person to say squirrel.
It's like you invented the word.
They invented. They don't even know how to say it. They say squirrel.
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 It's like... Squirrel. You put a fucking tremolo pedal on
Everybody's... Turn the freaking delay off. Why are you echoing?
We're in, knocked down that tremolo.
We're in a small concrete room.
Talking about squirrel.
They are so bad at saying squirrel that they have to start over, and it is just a full on squirrel. Sounds like they're backing away and trying to yell it to you. Cecil Dowdle.
You're having a hard time with these.
Well,
no, it's hard to read people's names like that.
Cecil D-O-W-D-L-E.
Oh, Cecil Dowdle.
One thing I've learned from Twitch.
Wait, is Cecil Dowdle? Does Cecil Dowdle write something?
Dowdle?
Cecil Dowdle wrote something on there?
Best film to jack off to on the Criterion channel. Need to know kind of soon. I don't know. Is blue is the warmest color on there? It's probably a lot
of jack-offable
stuff.
There's probably some good stuff.
I think blue's the warmest color is on the Criterion
channel. So go for that. A good movie with an intense sex scene to where you're like, do they know that this is private stuff they're doing?
They should be doing this here. It's private.
Why is a C300 rolling on this? I don't know why.
We love that.
I don't know why.
Clay loves it's a C300
that shot that movie.
It looks great.
Yeah, I mean, that's the answer, yes. I still haven't seen that movie.
All right. Let's see here. Refreshing. Okay, this is our last question for now. Sent one minute ago. Sweating. Wow, they got sweating. No underscore anything. That's just their name.
No.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Do you know that? Do you know this person?
I think sweating like stuff on American Arts and Culture Review.
Dude, that's sick that they achieved that. It's a milestone in Instagram. Mm-hmm. Will y'all be
my... Well, I got Clay Tatum.
That's true. I got Whitmer Thomas.
I got Rodney underscore Barry.
Okay, you got underscore. I'm sorry, Rod. It doesn't count. All right. Sweating ass. Will y'all be my friends? No pressure. Just needs friends in LA and y'all are nice. I'll just go ahead and answer for Clay. Clay will not be your friend. But it's hard to get Clay to be anyone's friend. I grew up with Clay.
Clay's one of my best friends, and it's hard to hang out with.
No,
I've known Clay since I was 10 years old.
Yeah.
It's hard.
I just have so much stuff to do.
It's hard to get my guy to leave his freaking morning waffle to go do anything. So
you talking about my liege? You talking about my liege?
Yeah, you're yeah.
Say it.
Malaise. Liege.
Thank you.
It's hard to. So Clay will definitely not be your friend.
Yeah, and that's not a judgment call.
And then Rod.
That's just me as my personality.
Rod will be your friend if you text him to come and be your friend.
Yeah, that's what I want.
He will absolutely not reach out to you, sweating. No offense.
I'm really curious what it's going to say about him.
No way Rod is ever really going to check in with you and say about like, him. What's up?
I'm really curious.
So that means that him. Me, I am probably the most approachable.
Okay.
Or not approachable, but what would you say? Like, accessible.
Wit is going to make himself open and available.
No.
In a way that's really unhealthy for
him.
Here's
the thing. No, so Wit will text you and also respond to your text quickly.
Yeah.
In a way that me and Clay, we would basically never do.
Yeah.
And why don't y'all?
I just don't.
I'm in the middle of a video. I'll get to you when I get to you.
I don't want to bother people, so I don't really text them.
I always am. I'm quick to respond because I understand what it's like to be.
Well, sometimes you're not quick to respond, and that means that you're skating.
Well, if I'm skating, then I won't be looking at my phone.
But you haven't answered this question yet.
Well, here's what I'm saying, sweating.
Okay, this is.
I'm really the most accessible out of the three of us. You know who will be your friend is Bud. Bud will be your friend. Text hit Bud up. Right. He'll hang out.
He's not giving
you
a great answer here. He's just
but
pushing
you know that it's very likely in the future we'll see each me and sweating. We'll see each other at a show.
Yeah,
and I'll freaking buy him a drink.
That's nice.
Yeah,
that's friend stuff.
Will Clay be at that show?
Absolutely,
absolutely not.
Is YouTube still fucking available at that time?
If it's Wit's like show,
I'll go to Wit's show, but. I don't know if what's going to be having shows. Well, you will. You'll have Largo. I don't know if I would go to Largo, though.
Largo's pretty far.
If that, I might end up doing a show at Largo.
Driving down. Oh, wait, am I releasing information?
That's private info, but whatever. It's okay. Whatever.
Who cares?
All right.
Largo is like, hey, listen, we listen to your podcast. And
right. Vox's profile asks, do y'all...
Vox?
Foxes from... Okay. Who are bosses from Stonequacker.
Okay.
Vox's profile. Do you ever get scared? I don't ever get scared. Clay for sure does.
Well, I told you about my nightmares.
You're a baby bitch.
Yeah.
I have to go to the bathroom. So you guys talk about
it all the time, basically.
When's the last time you got scared?
I was probably playing a video game.
You get frightened over a video game?
Yeah, some of the games are scary.
Was the video gaming... Did the video game tell you that you couldn't have oatmeal in the morning?
It's called Little Nightmare. It was the last game that I played that was so scary.
Rod.
And then sometimes people will play a sound alert.
Oh, that is frightening.
And it's so loud. All the sound alerts are so loud.
Hearing my fart that loud? So.
Yeah, hearing Clay fart while I'm playing a video game is sometimes very scary.
Yeah.
Whit is peeing pretty hard.
Oh, yeah. He's going to break some porcelain in there. Wait, shh.
There's no way you can hear it.
Oh, you can hear that for sure.
You
can
hear it?
I think you can hear it.
Clay, don't get Whit's piss on the pod.
Well, I don't know. You don't know if that might be something people might be interested in.
Everybody, let us know if you guys are interested in hearing Whit's piss.
Dude, I just pissed for, what was that, 2 minutes?
About 2-3 minutes, yeah.
Oh my god. No, I just remembered what I am scared of.
Go for it.
Man bat.
Shut your ass.
When I play, I don't know if we've talked about this on this podcast or the Patreon, but when I play Batman Arkham Knight, which is what I'm
right.
Which is what I'm playing late at night every night. Okay. And I run into Man Bat. He right. scares me to death, my friends.
Yes.
To where I literally go, oh, no, I really do go.
Yeah.
And I hate it when people do that.
You know what scared me?
What?
A freaking Alien game.
Oh, that game is scary.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The game called Alien Isolation?
Yeah.
Where do you play it?
You could probably get it on PS4.
Yeah.
But I have it on my PC. I finished it a little while ago. The last third of the game is bad.
Really? When the little critters get involved?
Well, the little critters are fine.
No, they're not fine. I stopped playing the game because of the little critters.
No, the little critters are fine because they're scary.
I was so scared that I couldn't finish the game because of the little critters.
But I don't like that the little critters kill you in one hit no matter what.
That's what makes them so fucking scary. They're a little
Is Batman in the game?
No, and also not Man-Bat.
No, all right, well, I don't want anything to do with
Alien
this.
from Aliens.
You got to play this Alien game. Nah. You're not going
to
like.
No, I want to fly around as Batman and maybe run into Robin in the gang.
I'm a Rocket League man now. You know about this game?
Clay, you are not a nerdist.
Yes, I am a nerdist.
No, you're not. Yes, you don't even care about Batman. Rod seems at least a little bit interested. He's watched me play the game for 10 minutes total.
Yeah. I downloaded that game and I gave up on it the first
time.
Dude,
minute. It is fully addicting.
It's not.
And
it's
to think that there's awful. Two other versions,
two more games, yeah.
Holy hell.
Do you have a game ahead of you and behind you, or are they both behind you?
They're both behind that one.
Oh. But does that mean they're going to get worse?
But there is one coming out soon.
Yeah, but that's not part of the storyline I learned.
Oh, I thought it was.
No, it's not. They say it's a different storyline.
What?
And I love the story of this Batman. And I'm not the person who says I love the story of a game. Anyway, so the Man Bat from Batman Arkham Knight is what scares me. Please DM me, let me know if you agree, especially you, Sweaty.
Little Critters and Alien Isolation scare the hell out of me.
Okay. That sounds like you're a fucking bitch.
Wait, you say what the hell?
I mean, the big guy's pretty scary. Big aliens, and then the robots I don't really like.
Dude, ugh.
Those little critters, when you first start running into them, are pretty scary.
And that little fucking, ugh. And that wet little, ugh.
That wet little donkey?
You play the game in a wet little donkey, and it is. That sucker is wild.
He gonna bite you.
That wet little donkey?
He won't bite you.
It's like inner space, but you go in a wet little donkey.
Okay, Anthony with 3 Ys. When's the rough release timeline for Civil Dead and my new album? Your new album. He said your, but he's talking to me.
Clay, your new album?
My new album,
Million Years. Civil Dead, I think Clay's editing it now, an assembly.
35. I'm doing assembly, but kind of it's a more precise. I'm putting scratch music in.
But either
35, 40 minutes in right now.
But that's going to get torn to pieces over and over again until who knows when.
It's going
to
be
end of summer.
It's going to do
and then we're going to submit it to all the festivals, and it's going to take months to get turned down from all those people. So maybe late 2022 is best case scenario.
Yes.
And our hope is that we get into a cool fest. You know, the obvious dreams.
At least one.
Are like Sundance, South By, or TIFF. But our honest hope is that we get to go to Berlin, because Berlin keeps playing a bunch of movies that me and Clay love.
Yeah.
And Rod, if Rod watched them.
I don't watch movies.
Well, I just want to go to Berlin because I heard nice things.
Because you love Germany.
What does that mean?
What do you think it means?
What does it mean, Clay?
My family lineage is.
I would just like
German.
To go to Europe. I think it'd be nice.
My family.
So, what's your beef with the Nazis?
Jiminy Glick is also in our movie.
My grandpa would tell me, well, his family, Vaughn, he's German.
This is the good
German
grandfather who you love.
Grandpa.
He was very passionate about his grandpa.
Yes.
And Clay's so passionate about
it. He was a Union man.
His Gandhian grandpa, who are the classic, what you would want out of grandparents.
You want tomatoes?
They are the sweetest, coolest people. His grandfather had a thick head of, in my memory, black hair.
Yeah, he had a really good hair.
It was black, though.
That's where I get my hair from.
But was his hair black, or is that just
dark brown? Very dark brown.
And
not
he's
black.
Old man.
Old man, yes. He was a Union man. He was a Union.
Union man lived in a tiny little house that looked like a cabin in a like.
He ran a steel workers union.
Love these people.
Love these guys.
Okay, so Civil Dead. I don't know my new album.
Late 2022, and I think your album probably late 2021.
I hope my dream is that it comes out 2021, which means singles will come out. This fall.
Can I say something?
What?
You need a Christmas single.
He has a Christmas single.
Well, yeah,
another one.
You need another Christmas
Dude,
song?
I put out a Christmas single and it fucking bombed Dancing
you have,
with
he
My
has
Dad.
He has two Christmas songs.
I do?
Yeah, you have Big Baby Christmas and you have Dancing
oh
with My Dad.
Oh my God. It did. Yeah, maybe I'll just release Big Baby Christmas onto Spotify.
Yeah.
I'm burned from Christmas songs.
Maybe do a Thanksgiving song.
I did. Going down, what was it?
Down to, wait.
Gotta have turkey on Thanksgiving. Gotta have turkey, my family will be missing all of that turkey on Thanksgiving. All right.
That's a parody, though.
Yeah. Rambo Sambo asks, who would win in a foot race? It's interesting. I have a bad, really bad knee with no ligaments in it, so I don't.
But I think in this race, you would get second.
I kind of have a sprained ankle. I don't know that.
Well, no, but when the sprained ankle will heal. The
I
ligaments
think,
will never return.
I think Rod would be first.
I have a feeling Rod is faster than me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Because
I'll take
you
it.
Have the probably the healthiest gait.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm all broken and shit.
Right.
And Clay, I do ask Clay when the last time he ran is a lot.
Oh yeah.
Because in Civil Dead, Clay runs from one side of the cabin to the other.
Oh yeah.
And Clay does kind of just waddle naturally.
I'm a falling man. I'm not a running man.
You're a falling man?
Yeah. I feel more comfortable falling than I do
running. Clay would rather fall down and get injured than have to run.
I fall down more in the movie than I run.
Yeah, that's true. So, yeah, probably Rod would win in a foot race. Okay. Would you ever go on a West Coast podcast tour? I would love to go tour. I think it's about...
Could we do that? Could we make
yeah,
any
I think
money
we could
doing
probably
it?
Do L.A., San Francisco.
And we won't make money from it.
L.A., Oakland, San Francisco, wherever in either of those places.
Like
Portland,
Seattle,
yeah.
New York, Chicago.
Yeah.
Those are our spots.
We could maybe break even.
No, we're not going to make any
no,
money.
No, we're not making money. We're losing money on this one.
Yeah.
Oh, I think we'll break even.
Kidding me?
But I would love to do that. Commented. Absolutely. Oh, wait. No, that's... Just on something else. Okay. Mr. Hubs. Great name. When is the Stone... Oh, Stone Quackers reboot? I wish, pal. Me and Clay are trying to figure out a new cartoon now, so... Best Poop Your Pants story. Oh, Artichoke You Out asks, best poop your pants story.
Well, my best poop your pants story is when I poop my pants in a way that I...
Can I guess the story?
Yeah, go for it.
Setting... Is yeah. it the camping?
Oh, of course.
All right, now you tell a story.
It's the best one ever. The story is I went camping, and I'm a man that poops my pants all the time anyways. But That's just like totally just, I'm just like, oops, I fucking shit my pants. But this one was, I went camping and I went down and I was like, all right, me and my brother took me to a random woods in the New Jersey somewhere. And I fucking went down to poop. So I pulled my pants down, squatted next to a tree, pooped, stood up. And I looked down at my underwear and there's just poop all in my underwear because I didn't aim right.
You pooped straight into your briefs.
Yeah. Straight into my briefs.
What about you, Rod?
I think I was just driving. And I
driving?
I was driving. I thought I had a fart and I...
Oh.
And I pooped a little.
Rod.
It's just a little.
Yeah.
Okay, well, my best poop your pants story is when I was 5 or something. I was running around in my friend's backyard. I was spending the night with him.
Right.
I pooped my pants, filled my pants with poop, like a full toilet's worth of poop.
Oh, yeah.
Then I went into the bathroom. I was having too much fun playing. I didn't want to stop, which is the reason a lot of kids end up pooping their pants, is they just don't want to have to go poop, so they just do it.
It's a waste of time, basically.
It's a waste of time you could be playing.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I go into the bathroom. I take my pants for the next day.
Uh-huh.
I put those on, and I leave my poop. Filled pants on the bathroom floor, filled with poop. I don't even think to dump the poop out in the toilet or anything. And I go back to my day of playing. It probably didn't even wipe my ass. And then his mom comes outside. She says, her name was Manette. Interesting name.
Yes.
Miss Manette comes outside and says, can I talk to you, Whit? And I say, sure. I go inside and she says, I found your pants. And she has my pants in her hands. And I'm thinking,
what a fucking sicko.
Those still got my poop in there? She says, I found poop in these pants. And I go,
well, you want to get
and my, poos. I was like, oh my God, that's crazy. What? You found poop in my pants?
Yeah.
And she said, yeah. And I go, what? Who did that? And she goes, wait, is this not your poop? And I was like, no way. Ew, I would never, I'm 5. I would never do that.
Yeah.
And she goes, so are you saying one of my other children? She had a bunch of kids. She had 5 kids. One of my other children.
I mean, odds are.
Yeah, found these pants and then pooped in them.
You have so many kids. I mean, just like.
And I go, yeah, must be.
Yeah.
Sorry, ma'am. Excuse me, ma'am. Sorry.
And that's why they were all sent to military school.
They were all sent. No, they weren't. They, but famously that. Well, Miss Manette's son, who I don't want to say the name of, he was my best friend growing up. He had an issue with pissing the bed all the time.
Yeah.
He eventually did get potty trained and didn't have to wear diapers in bed anymore.
Yeah.
And then they moved to a new house that had a carpet in his room. And he took me into his closet one night and he's like, check it out, dude. You know how I piss in the toilet now? I said, oh, yeah, dude. Good for you, pal. We were like 6. He goes, check out what I learned. I can just go into a closet and piss on the floor. He took me into his closet, and his carpeted closet, and there's piss stains everywhere.
He just pissed on the carpet and goes, I think I just learned something.
He said life hack, and then he started saying it all the time, and that's how that started.
Yeah.
So that's where...
That's the first life hack, is pissing on your closet floor.
Yeah. Here's a life hack. You know, you piss in the toilet, you can do it on the floor.
Other than that, I didn't poop my pants, but I was in the bathtub one time after we all went to the Palace Chinese restaurant. I had Chinese chicken and broccoli, and I shit in the bathtub.
You browned the tub.
I browned in the tub, and the tub turned brown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He let loose a bouillon in the air.
A bouillon?
That was fun.
That's one of those bouillon cubes.
All right, that's all the questions we got. So.
Yeah, cool. Anywho, gang, I don't know if I'm going to commit to this, but I think I'm going to live stream the Oscars with Rod.
I'm going to make Clay do it.
How long have we been doing the podcast?
Over an hour.
Almost. Oh, holy minutes. Hell. Yeah. Man, answering questions really makes the time go by fast.
Yeah.
That definitely helps.
Let us know if you had fun with these questions, because this is an easier way to do the podcast.
Absolutely, 100%.
Anywho, gang, that's it. We're going to do that. We're going to review the Oscars. The Oscars are a fucking dud this year. You see that?
They just get worse.
It's just
and worse.
Nomadland's going to win it all. That movie was such a...
I think that like Minari or something's going to win.
Oh, that'd be cool. Good.
Minari just won every.
But if Nomadland won everything with like what's going on with Amazon right now and they're like
Nomadland might win a lot.
Take the politics out of Nomadland. I love her. I love Chloe Zhao.
I think she makes really interesting movies.
I love her movies. Take the politics out with Amazon, all that stuff. I don't think that it's like Academy Award style movie. And I think Minari is more along the lines of that. And also it's like such a personal story. And also Steven Yeun is a cool guy. And also me and Clay edited the Golden One next to the dudes who are making Minari. And
maybe people will talk about
here's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and I think speeches.
Chloe is incredible. I think she makes interesting movies. My mom loves Nomadland, and I think they made the movie for my mom.
That's true. I could see your mom doing a Nomadland.
I mean, she already did. Remember when she was like driving around the country selling dick pills with my dad?
Well, I could see her doing a solo version of that.
Oh, right. No, she lived in the Nomad Land for a second there. And she loved the movie. She couldn't get enough of the movie. And I really liked the movie too. I felt like there's a lot of, well, whatever. This movie's great. Anywho, gang.
At the end of the day, Nomad Land is a very good movie.
Exactly.
It's just, you know, I think Minari is better.
Yes. So that's going to be interesting, the Oscars. I think the Oscars are going to be filled with some yaya sauce and some epicness to go along with it.
Maybe boss sauce.
How are they going to do it? Are they going to do it through Twitch this year?
No, they're actually doing it at the at Union Station.
What the hell? People going to be there?
They're closing off a lot of Union Station. People are going to be there.
Well, that's good for people trying to get to work.
Yeah, also it's like one of the biggest, you know, train hubs on the West Coast, so it's pretty cool.
It's cool shutting that down for this fucking, to give Nomadland all the rewards.
Yeah.
Or Minari, that'd be great if Minari won everything.
Minari Patari.
Anywho, gang. My name is Clay Tatum, I am 4 feet tall, and I am 47 years old.
I am Ron.
I'm Whit.
Bye, gang!
Bye.